Indians and Royals playing the rubber game of their series, both teams wearing throwback uniforms commemorating Negro Leagues Day. We pick up the action in the third, Danny Duffy with the man on facing Michael Brantley.
3-2. Slow chopper off the mound comes Duffy. Perez says, get out of my way, and he makes a perfect throw to get Brantley.
Well, I'll tell you what, he had to fire a seed to get him, and he did. And that's, I don't think if Duffy comes off the mound and he gets that ball, he's going to get Michael.
And that breaking ball locked him up. Fourth strikeout for Clevinger, and the payoff pitch swung on and missed. He struck him out. Mike Clevinger has fanned 5 and 4 one-hit scoreless innings. Gomes trying to get home from third. And right back up the middle, it gets through. It literally floated past Danny Duffy's glove. He can't believe it. The Indians lead it 1-0. 0-1 pitch, line drive, caught by Lindor. Back to first. Double play!
Holy smokes, I didn't think he was going to get him.
Incredible as Escobar dove back to the bag. He looked like he was diving in slow motion.
Well, they may take a peek.
The call on the field is a double play. Ned Yost looking back. What do they say? Forget about it. Inning over.
Wow, I didn't think the throw was going to get there. He never really got to the bag, did he?
2 on, 2 out. 2-2 pitch. In the air. Right center, Chisenhall, Almonte. Almonte makes the catch, and the Indians take the series, winning 2 out of 3, and they do it in an incredible 1-0 finale here today at Kauffman Stadium. You don't see many Major League games end 1-0 anymore.
Kansas City tried to do it yesterday until the Indians got on the board in the 8th. They had an opportunity here in the 9th, but they couldn't push it through.
The Indians take the rubber game of the series 1-0. Not a lot of runs in the 3-game set as Cleveland outscores KC 5-4 total. Mike Clevinger making his season debut, pitches well, allowing one unearned run in 5 2/3 frames. He gets the win. Michael Brantley had to leave the game in the 4th inning with a sprained right ankle. The Indians blank the Royals. Manager Terry Francona spoke after the game.
I thought his stuff was good. You can tell he's made a few adjustments in AAA with his delivery. I wouldn't say he was wild, but he had the walks, you know, some deep counts that gets that pitch count up. I thought he followed Gomer's glove a lot, just, you know, missed maybe pitches you get in AAA, you know, you don't hear. But again, his changeup was good, his breaking ball was good. You know, it gets you excited because, you know, you see what, not only that he got him out, but, you know, for the future, you keep seeing that, okay, a couple adjustments and you got a chance to get deep into a game.
Is that the best you've seen Shaw this year so far?
You know what? I mean, it's hard to tell with B. I think his stuff is so consistent. I mean, they left the zone a couple times. It changes things. Now, some of that could be because of the way he's throwing, too.
What's the latest on Brantley?
Yeah, and it's not the dreaded high ankle sprain. He hit first hard, and hopefully it's a day or two. At least that's what they think now. I know tomorrow we'll know a heck of a lot more.
Was it on the first play with Brantley that he get hurt?
When he
ground ball, I think he was going down a couple times.
Is that swinging bunt that on the when he hit? Yeah.
How good is it to see Carlos from the right hand side hit the ball?
Yes. Field. Yeah. I mean, you know, again, we talked about it before the game. You know, they will heat up. I mean, Guyer took better swings today. Carlos, real good. Frankie hit a ball that I thought he killed it. That's a big outfield out there. Again, we're certainly not on all cylinders, but it's a heck of a lot better to win 1-0 and lose 1-0.
Carlos Santana's RBI single accounted for the lone run of the game. He spoke to the media after.
I mean, great. I'm feel good here, and my plan is like try to think in the middle and try to make a good contact. So I mean, I think about it that, and that's why I'm making good game tonight.
You had a big home run yesterday. Then you get 3 hits in a row today. How much does it help to get a big hit like that yesterday to relax you going into that?
I feel great. I mean, I think about it day to day, game to game, and try to ready to go. So I mean, tomorrow is a new day, and try to do it like same thing. And I feel much better now, especially here in Kansas City. So I mean, I had to keep it going.
We don't see a lot of one-zip ball games anymore. What's it like going through a 1-0 game and you only give up one hit where every pitch matters?
I mean, he's tough game. I think the boys start, they throwing Gray. Clevinger, he throwing Gray. He throw 5-6 inning. Gray, Durfee, he throwing good. I mean, I'm happy. I mean, we win the game. This is like very important.
Mike Clevinger, making his season debut, goes 5 2/3 scoreless innings.
I think just commanding the bottom half of the zone.
How good is it to be back here and be able to have a start like this?
I mean, it's awesome to be back with these guys. I mean, I miss these guys and miss that defense and those bats, and it was fun.
What exactly did you work on that you felt like really helped you tonight?
It's controlled intensity. I wasn't trying to throw 96, 97 every pitch. It was just finding myself, finding my rhythm, finding the lower half of the zone, and then trying to repeat that.
Can you talk about getting out of that jam and second and third, I think, with the two strikeouts?
Yeah, it was just kind of the same mental approach. It was like, don't, obviously intensity is a little higher there, but don't get out of myself. Stay within myself. Stay with what I can control and what I can do.
Living that game with this bullpen, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of worry.
I mean, are you just, okay, we got the run, and they're not going to score?
I mean, I was going to still go compete, but yeah, once the ball was handed off to the bullpen, I knew we were in safe hands.
Did you even get caught up that you had a no-hitter going for the first four innings, or did you even?
No, I had no idea at the time. No.
So were you surprised when you walked off and they only giving up one hit?
I wouldn't say surprised. I wouldn't be too confident of me, but no, it was a good feeling though.
You look like you can control your pitch count. I know you had the four walks, but like you never really were labored too much.
Yeah, just a little shaky in the beginning of the inning, just finding that rhythm again. And I think it was 3 leadoff walks out of the 4. But yeah, other than that, I think it was stayed pretty together.
How much of your plan today was to make sure Hosmer didn't beat you? A couple of walks there.
I mean, a guy like that, you don't want that guy to beat you, especially with the base open. So, I mean, I'm always going to be a little more hesitant on what I'm calling or what I'm throwing when he's at the plate.
Up next, the Indians are in Toronto on Monday. Trevor Bauer takes the hill.